Blackstone Audiobooks presents Falling Off Air by Katherine Sampson. For James and for Martha. Chapter 1. The shouting starts at around 7 in the evening. A hot day, an oppressive dusk, and my neighbours the length of the street fling their windows wide open in the vain hope of admitting a breeze. The air smells singed. At first the voices are no more than a whisper. I've gone to the front of the house to put out the rubbish, and, this being prime soap time, I assume the noise is scripted and broadcast. One of the voices is male, one female, but this early in the argument restraint still keeps them low, if urgent, and I cannot tell one word from another, even if I wanted to. Within half an hour, shrieks of indignation and hoots of ridicule are bouncing off our terraced slate-clad walls, then back onto the curlicued red-brick mansions opposite. The voices seem to be amplified in the still air, and accusation and counter-accusation flow in through the open windows, undistorted and devastating. By this point I am kneeling on the floor, wrestling the twins into their pyjamas, but I am soon distracted by the yelling. I sit back on my heels to listen, letting go of Hannah, who crawls off cheerfully, believing herself for once victorious in the nightly struggle to go to bed naked. I am tempted to go to the window to get a better sense of where the voices are coming from, but they have enough problems without me sticking my nose in.